أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us about Fir'aun and the type of man Fir'aun was. Allah spoke of his arrogance, his pride, his high-handedness in the land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how he divided the people into different categories. There was a group of people whom he held as weak, and he held them as inferior. And as a result of that, he butchered the sons, and he let their women live. And the reason behind this was that Fir'aun had a dream. And he had the dream interpreted by one of his advisors and his fortune teller. And that man said to him that this dream indicates that a young child, a young boy, will be born amongst the Banu Israel, the same people whom you despise and the same sector of the community whom you look down upon. A boy will be born amongst them, and he will become your enemy, and you will lose your entire kingdom and your entire empire at his hands. So as a result of that, this is how Fir'aun had reacted. He started butchering every newborn boy that was born amongst the Banu Israel. One year he would spare the boy, and the next year he would butcher them. Harun alayhi salam, the brother of Musa, he was born in the year in which Fir'aun did not murder any children. Because while he was murdering the baby boy, he also understood and realized that he needs them in the future. He needs them as laborers. He will need them as slaves. So this is what he decided to do. But Musa alayhi salam was born in the year in which he was killing those newborn children and those newborn sons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains a few of the objectives behind this whole incident that had taken place, behind the whole story of Musa alayhi salam. Because really it's a fascinating story when you read about it and you see the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming to life in the story of Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 12 or ayah number 5 of Surah Al-Qasas. He says, وَنُرِيدُ أَنَّمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. We intend, through this whole episode in the life of Musa alayhi salam, Allah says, what do we plan? What do we want out of it? What do we want to do? نُرِيدُ أَنَّمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. We intend to favor those who were held as weak in the land. Subhanallah. Those who were held as weak, those who were held as inferior, those who were treated as nothing and as powerless and as defenseless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we want to show Fir'aun, who considers himself to be mighty and powerful, we want to show him how we give favor and how we bestow favor upon those whom he considered to be deprived of every favor and every bounty. That's one objective. Then second objective, وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً. And we intend to make them leaders. Those same ones who were slaves and who never dreamt of leadership, and their masters and their oppressors never ever felt that they will rise above them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we want to make them leaders in the future. وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ الْوَارِثِينَ. And we want to make them the inheritors of the land. That same land that they were cultivating. The same land that they owned nothing of. The same land that they suffered on. That same land, we will make them the inheritors of that land. Now look how apt this was to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba. They were considered to be the inferior sector of community in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And they were oppressed. And they never dreamt of one day coming into Makkah as the conquerors. They were driven out of Makkah al-Mukarramah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the likes of Fir'aun and the likes of Haman, that is Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, and all the other leaders of the Quraysh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them how those weak ones, or those who were considered to be weak, and who were held as weak and defenseless people, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored over them. Allah made them the leaders. Look at Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was persecuted, and who was beaten, and who was tortured. On the day of conquest of Makkah, Allah's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elevated his rank to such a state that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Bilal, you climb on top of the Kaaba and call the Adhan. Look from where to where. From what, where they perceived him and what they perceived him to be. And look at what honor Allah gave him. Allah made him a leader. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted him. And the third thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them the inheritors of the land. They came into Makkah al-Mukarramah as the conquerors of that land. What else does Allah wish to do through this whole incident? And when we hear this, we have hope for the Muslim Ummah. Wherever they are suffering, wherever they are considered to be weak, wherever they are considered to be powerless and defenseless, and all the privileges have been taken away from them, and where not only the government, but even the community looks down upon them, we have this hope that Allah will give them favor. Allah will make them leaders. Allah will one day make them the inheritors of the very same land in which they are suffering. وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. What else do we intend to do? Those weak ones, or those who are held as weak ones and considered to be weak, Allah says, we wish to establish them in the land. We wish to give them power in the land. وَنُرِي فِرْعَوْنُ وَهَامَانُ وَجُنُودَهُمَا. And we want to show Fir'aun. This Fir'aun, who feels he has control over the land, and the land belongs to him, and he can kill whomsoever he wants, and he can do as he pleases. We want to show Fir'aun. We intend, through this whole incident of Musa alayhi salam, we intend to show Fir'aun, and we want to show Haman, وَجُنُودَهُمَا, and we want to show their forces and their armies, مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ, that which they were fearing. What were they fearing? They were fearing, they took that extreme measures, and killed the little boys and the little children. Why? Because they were fearing that a leader will be born amongst them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the same thing that they were fearing, we are going to show them how that very same thing materializes and comes to life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.